Now, it's often been said that we've seen more of the surface of Mars than we have of our own planet. This is because two-thirds of our planet is covered with ocean, which, although you can see through a few metres of it, by the time you get to 1,000 metres, it's essentially opaque. So you can send probes down to visit the bottom and have a look and see what's going on. That generally requires a huge, expensive ship on the surface to power the probe and to get it to where you want to and be able to just support it in general. Now, various groups have come up with ways of moving autonomous robots around the oceans powered by the water itself. If you may have played with a paper aeroplane. If you throw it, you get up to the top of something high, you throw it, and it gently glides down. So it's using its potential energy to turn into kinetic energy, and it will move as it glides along.
So does the same trick work underwater then?
It works exactly the same trick. All you've got to do is make a submarine which is slightly heavier than water, and it will give it some wings, and you can get it to glide down gently. You can generally get it to glide about five times further than it falls. So if you sink into a deep ocean, you can sink 4 kilometres and you can glide about 20 kilometres on that.
So you could then go down, it wouldn't cost you anything to get this thing down there, but how are you going to get it back up again? Because that could be a problem.
Yeah, because if you've got a beautiful glider stuck on the bottom of the ocean, it's not
a lot of use.
Anyway.
No.
So what you do then is you just make it slightly less dense than water, you pump some oil or some water out from inside the submarine, you make it float, and then it can actually glide upwards, because now it's trying to float, so it can glide upwards up to the surface again. So people have been doing that for a while, but the problem is you need something to pump the water out of it and make it float, which takes quite a lot of energy. Now, a company called Webb Research has come up with a beautiful way of doing this. What you do is you use the difference in temperature between the surface of the water and the deep ocean to get you that energy. Because the surface of the ocean, especially in tropical areas, maybe 20-30 degrees centigrade, but the deep ocean is down at 2 or 3. So you pick a wax which will expand as it gets hotter. And so as the thing comes up, it heats up, the wax expands, and you use that to compress gas. So then once it gets down to the bottom of the ocean again, you can use that compressed gas to push the oil out, make the thing bigger, and float again.
It's like the submarine equivalent of a Toyota Prius, really, isn't it? It's sort of a hybrid car, but for underwater use.
It's even better, using entirely renewable energy, because it's just using the heat from the sun, essentially. And they've just got a prototype of this working. They've had it driving around the Virgin Islands basin for about 1,400 kilometres with no one having anything to do with it.
So you can go a long way with this, and so that means you can potentially survey big reaches of the ocean semi-autonomously.
They reckon that this thing ought to do 40,000 kilometres before it needs to get checked out and fixed and all the things. It does about a mile an hour, but if you take it long enough over it,
and with a big enough fleet of them, because they're not costing anything to run once they're launched, you can then survey big amounts of ocean.
That's the idea. And every time it comes up to the surface, it's signaling and phone home using satellite phones.
Just uplink the data.
Uplink the data, and there you are.